The next coach on the teleconference is Rutgers' Steve Peichel. The Scarlet Knights are 9-1 on the season, Rutgers' best start to the season since 1975. Rutgers will host Fairleigh Dickinson on Wednesday before taking on Fordham at Madison Square Garden on Sunday. Coach Peichel, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. Please start us out with a quick opening statement about your team, and then we'll go straight to questions for you.
Well, I mean, we're a work-in-progress team, but we're getting better. It's been a lot of learning my roster and a lot of them figuring me out, too, and a whole different system put in a short period of time. A lot of new players, one senior, so leadership has been, an issue from day one. But making good progress. I think we've learned how to defend a little bit, and we've improved our rebounding. And I'm real pleased to almost have five guys in double figure scoring wise, so kind of share the game a little bit. And we got a long way to go, but we're headed, I think, in the right direction.
Thank you, Coach. Let's go straight to questions, please.
If you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star one. Your first question is from Jerry Carina, Gannett NJ.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How you doing, Jerry?
I'm good. What can you say about Nigel Johnson and how he's progressed since you started with him last year? It seems like he's making just a huge impact on this team.
You know what? I mean, he's really progressing, and his defense was something I really worried about. He's starting to really, pick up that end of the floor. His shot selection has been better, especially the last few games. He's a high major athlete, and he's starting to feel a little bit more comfortable, playing the point guard position, which is, a position that he, isn't natural to him. And so, pleased with his progress, got a long way to go, and especially on the defensive end of the floor, I think he could be really an elite defender once we can get him in the right spots.
Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from Chris Nowalski, 247sports.com.
Hey, Coach. You just mentioned that obviously you guys still a work in progress, and you mentioned after win the other day that you wanted to improve in areas and wanting to keep your guys level headed despite the success they're having. What areas, in your opinion, that stand out to you that needs to improve, and what do you have to do to keep your guys humble before Big Ten play?
Well, I mean, that's always a work in progress with us every day. We try to approach practice. Practice is really important to me. I'm trying to get it to be really important to our guys and our program. It's, things you do every day or things you do in games. So we really have to improve a lot on the defensive end, just being where we need to be, our rotations, blocking out on a daily basis, haven't been good at all. And we got to add some defenses too. So we got to, perfect what we're trying to do, and then we got to add some things. And then, on the offensive end, obviously you got to shoot the ball better and really want to get the guys to the right spots at the right time. A lot of details. I'm a detail guy, and we're not good at details right now. So this team needs really some time off, really. I need another week on the practice floor. Unfortunately, we got game after game after game coming up here, so we won't have that, but they're working. They really are, and it's a whole group of new players together for the first time, so I want to have a little patience with them. I want to give them a little confidence, but I certainly know, what's ahead in the Big Ten, and the teams that we're going to be playing are obviously terrific teams, so we got to improve.
All right, thanks, Coach. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Adam Jardy, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Steve. I'm just wondering, as you've been preparing for Fairleigh Dickinson, if you've watched the game they played against Ohio State at all, and if so, what you make of that game, because they really gave the Buckeyes a pretty good run.
Yeah, I mean, I did, and of course, thought it was a really, really competitive game, and that's obviously the tape we're going to be showing our guys. But I thought FDU was ready to play. Love Ohio State, the talent that they have. So for us, it's a great tape for us to watch because our guys really have their attention, how well that they played in that game. So we're breaking that down, and we're going to be watching it today.
Thanks.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one. We have a question from
JP.
Ryan. I'm
sorry, Darla. Let's go to JP Pelletman, please, and then we'll wrap it up with Coach Peichel.
Thank you.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, JP. How are you? Pretty good, pretty good. Just want to ask you, how do you feel? I know, Jonathan Laurent had 6 minutes the other night at Stony Brook. Shaq Dorson had three. How do you feel about your front court, where your front court depth is right now?
Yeah, that's going to be fine. Those are tough games for those guys. I mean, as you know, and I've spoken to you guys many times, you know, when you're playing teams with a four-man who was actually my starting two-man last year, those are hard games for all those big bodies to be running around. They shoot a ton of threes. And, you know, I just think some of those are really tough matchups. So they were, it was a tough matchup for CJ. And then Shaq in here, you know, the same kind of defender. So, you know, these games don't get caught up in the minutes. Shaq's going to play a ton. We're going to need him. I like Candido a lot, and he's a good player. These games are tough, though. There are a lot of stretch fours and guys that pick and pop and do all those kind of things, and these guys are more conventional big guys. So, you know, our rotation up front, you know, is never what I'm worried about. I'm really worried about our backcourt, you know. So, you know, I think we got plenty of front court guys and guys that can give us good minutes. You know, our backcourt's got to get better.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Coach, we appreciate your time this morning. Good luck this week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.